Cézanne's paintings of card players are among his most powerful works. He arranges the figures to form a composition as hieratic and fixed as an Egyptian relief, but he paints them with a varied brushwork that confers constantly shifting relationships. Conservator Charlotte Hale.
It's typical for Cézanne's way of working, and it really part of his revolutionary technique that he created this very active brushwork in all areas of the picture, at the same time retaining tremendous structure.
The sun-dappled wall and prismatic hues of the men's coats, for example, radiate energy, but the figures, drawn with firm contours, convey steadfast calm. Cézanne was deeply attached to his native region of Provence in southern France and used local farmhands as his models.
The men posed individually for multiple sketches, which Cézanne then assembled on his canvas, a process that was clearly not without challenges for him. Technical examination that we undertook recently using X-radiography has revealed that he reworked the contours of the figures, the table and the chairs many times, revising and refining the relationships between them.
He changed the figure in the blue coat, for example.
In one of the sketches, the man's head is much larger and broader, and he seems to have made the head deliberately smaller on top of this massive body. I think that the massive monumental quality of the figure is part of their timelessness, part of what makes them so riveting.
This is the first in a series of 5 paintings Cézanne made depicting card players. They're silent, timeless images that convey the dignity of the Provençal people he so admired.